If you have your Bibles this morning, let's turn to John 8, verse 31, and let's stand on and reading God's Word. John 8, verse 1. Lord has kind of been leading me here for 2 or 3 weeks. We're going to get back to Revelation, though, when the good Lord gets ready. And the Word says, "Then Jesus said to those Jews who believe him, 'If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.'" Let's pray. Father God, I come to you this morning. And again, Lord, we just lift up your name. We praise you. We honor you, Lord God. And Father, we give you thanksgiving for everything that you do for us, for the many blessings that you've given us, Lord God. And Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for the healing that you have done in this church, Lord God, and different members, Lord God. I thank you, Brother Charlie's here this morning, God. And Father, thank you for all that you brought him and Miss Margaret through in the last year, Lord God. And Father, I thank you for bringing me through the surgeries that I've been through, Lord. And just everyone that's been down, God, we know that you are the truth, Lord God, and we know that you are the way, Lord God. And we just thank you for that, Lord. And Father, I pray for those that might be here this morning, don't know you, Lord God. I pray that they would listen to your word, Lord God, and take your word, God, and apply it to their lives, Lord. And Father, as I come before these people again, Lord God, answering your call to preach, I pray, Lord God, that you could use me as a mouthpiece of your people, Lord God, and I could just stand back and get out of the way, Lord God, and let you speak through me. And Father, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory. In name we pray. Amen. I've been thinking about this for several weeks, about this very scripture right here. And verse 32, Jesus is telling the Jewish people that are beginning, they have been after Jesus and seeking to kill him, and he has just told them in a few verses back that they asked him who he was, and he said, "I've told you who I am." And they are seeking to kill him, but at this point in verse 31, there is a group of Jews that have begun to follow him and begin to believe him. And so they were questioning Jesus. And again, they said to those Jews said to Jesus, who believe in him, I said, Jesus told them, "If you abide in my words, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And I've been thinking about this, and God's laid on my heart, and I told my wife, I said, sooner or later I'm going to say too much, and somebody's going to be watching, and I'm going to get in trouble, but that's okay. I'm going to say what the good Lord lays on my heart. We live in a country that the truth is non-existent. I mean, the truth is not there. I got to thinking about it, and you know, our country that we live in right now, that they believe in the truth if it fits you. And if it don't fit the way you like it, or the Supreme Court of the United States rules on a certain matter, being abortion, the one I'm thinking about right now, then those of us in the United States that don't like their decision can just make it whatever we want to make it and try to overrule the highest rule in the land, the highest law in the land. And we have a Speaker of the House, Miss Nancy Pelosi, who so proudly the other day hammered her hammer and said the bill passes. Well, the bill hadn't passed, trying to do away with the Supreme Court's decision and make it legal still for abortion, and they said the bill passed. Well, the bill didn't pass. That's a lie in itself, because it has to pass the House and the Senate in order to be made law, and then it has to be signed. But I'm just using that as an example this morning. We as God's people are living in a country that is riddled by untruth, by laws that don't exist anymore because they don't like them to exist. I saw a comedian, and if you ever want to laugh and don't have to listen to a bunch of cussing and stuff. There's a comedian named James Gregory that will tell it just the way it is. And I was watching him yesterday while John was in the store getting my medicine. And he was talking about when he was 13, he said, "We live in a country now." And he said, "I'm going to play this out for you." He said, "I would get up in the morning," and he said, "I'd walk into the kitchen, and my daddy would be have his head in a newspaper, and he would be eating nothing but pork and light bread." And he said, "I could walk in there and tell him," he said, "I don't feel like going to school today." But he said, "I didn't do that because I knew better than to do that." He said, "Now switch it back to nowadays." He said, "You walk into a," the young boy walks into the kitchen. His daddy has an iPad. His head is full of earrings. His body is full of tattoos. And he said, "Daddy, I just don't feel like going to school today." And he said, "Well, son, just stay home and just do whatever you think is right." And that is the way the world is today. We, the people, don't believe, and I'm talking about the masses, do not believe in the truth of the Lord Jesus Christ. We believe in those people in Hollywood and those people in Washington, D.C., who are doing nothing but arguing and fighting while our country has went to smut. I mean, it has completely failed, completely apart, and we pay attention to philosophers and theologians and people like that. And again, just before I get on a rampage on it, the truth of the matter is, if we live in a country where that if the truth don't fit you, that's okay. You do what you want to do. If it feels good and it does your life good, you just go ahead and do it, and we'll do what we want to do. And that's what's wrong with the country. And Jesus is talking to these Jewish people that have begun to follow him and are questioning him in John chapter 8 here. And he has explained himself to them, and they're beginning to catch on. And he tells them in this scripture, he said, "I am the truth. I am the way, and I am the life." He says in John 14:6, he quotes that perfectly, but he said, "And you shall know the truth, and the truth will set you free." People, if you want to be free, if you want to live in this country and be free, then put your faith in everything that the Lord Jesus Christ says in his word. Because he said, let's back up here. In verse 31, he says, "If you abide in my word." That means that if you live by Jesus' word and you do what Jesus' word says, then you are going to know the truth, and the truth will set you free. But you first have to abide in his word. And I'm not talking about doing what you want to do and then going back to Jesus and saying, "Lord, forgive me, I know it's wrong." That's not what he said. He said, if you abide, if you live by my word, he said, "Thou shalt not," what? "Lie. Thou shalt not bear false witness." He said, don't do it. So if you're out there and you hear something, and surely I'm not the only one, and I know I'm not, that watches all the things that's going on in this world that we live in, and believe it. I'm not going to let it. I wrote a deal this morning on my devotional about being free. It's about if you are free, if you know the truth, then you are committed your life to Jesus Christ, and regardless of how you feel, then Jesus Christ is still your Lord and Savior because you trust him. Our life is not built on how we feel. If we're sick, if we're happy, if we're blessed, we're supposed to feel the same way about Jesus all the time. But we live, and I hope you get what I'm trying to say this morning. He tells these people, and they're following him, and they've been going by the law. And he's telling them that he has told them before, back up a few scriptures. He says, I'm going to go, and where I go, you can't go. That's what he's telling them. And they're wanting to know, what are you saying? And he's telling them, again, first he tells them, if you abide in my word. In other words, if you do what I say. You know, I've mentioned this many times, but something bad happens, just like the deal in Uvalde, Texas. Something terrible happened, and it was terrible. It was a terrible, terrible thing for that to happen. But we take stuff like that, and all of a sudden, everybody you hear, from the president all the way to the all over the world, praying for the pray to God, ask God, pray to God. 2 weeks later, when all the children are buried, all they're doing now is making a big issue out of and fighting. He did it. It happened. If you know the truth about it, you know what the truth is? Every one of them children are in heaven with their heavenly father. And if the truth is that their mom and daddy wants to see them again, and I'm not trying to be mean, if their mother and daddy wants to see them again, if they will get in God's word and abide by him, they will believe that, and someday they will see them again. I buried a man the other day, and him and his wife have been married 52 years. And I was standing by the casket as the family came up, and everybody was out of the chapel. And he leaned over to his wife, and he kissed her on the cheek, and about broke my heart. He said, baby, I love you, but he said, I will see you again. That is the truth. The truth is that God is in control of every situation in this world, from the abortion deal to the gas prices to the food shortages. And if you know the truth says in Matthew 24, that in the last days there's going to be wars and rumors of wars, there's going to be famines, pestilence, diseases, and food shortages, high prices. That's what he said. So if you believe the truth will set you free. We may have to go through a whole bunch of stuff, but we win in the end. We're going to win. And if we lose a loved one, if we just continue to live in this world and trust God, we're going to win. If we lose a child, we're going to see them in the end. It's not over, because man didn't write the book. God wrote the book, and he's telling these people, he said, now, and he's telling you and I, this is in red letters in my Bible, if you abide in my word, in other words, if you do what my word says. Example, I'm trying to think. If you drive down this road out here and the speed limit is 70 miles an hour, and you abide by that 70 mile an hour, you can go wherever you want to go as long as you go by that posted speed, and you ain't going to never be pulled over by a police officer. But when you go over that, you're going to get stopped sooner or later. The same thing is true. If you go over what God tells you to do, sooner or later, it's going to fall in on you. You understand what I'm saying? He said the truth. He said my word. And he said he gave us his commandments. He gives us his word to live by. And if we live by what his word says and not what Hollywood says, not what our country music singers say, not what some of these great theologians, philosophers, newsmen, all this stuff. You know, they got one on one of the news channels that stands up there and says, we don't tell anything but the truth here. I said, yeah, you really are. You told the truth, because you come out of being a homosexual about 6 years ago. And he come out. He told them the truth, you know. But the truth that they tell will not set you free. The truth that they tell is going to send you straight to hell. There is only one truth, and it is right here. And God tells them people again, and he's telling you and I, pay attention. I hate to continue to ramble right here, but God's got me stuck right here. If you abide in my word, if you get up in the morning and you read your word and you memorize his word and you keep his word in your heart, you're going to make it. Okay, you're going to make it. And he said, you are my disciples. If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. If you just do that, you are my disciples. Verse 32. And you shall know the truth. In other words, those of us that are Christians, those of us that abide in God's word. And a lot of people ask, how do I know I'm a Christian? How do I know that? Well, very plain, very simple. If some of these people come on and you start to believe them, you might have a problem. What's that Foxworthy guy that's committed, you know? How do I tell if I'm a Christian? If you listen to some of that stuff that they say and you believe it, you might have a problem. Because God tells us in his word to abide in it, and that word will set you free. And he says, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Verse 33, they answered him, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? In verse 34, Jesus answered them, most assuredly, I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave to sin. If you commit sin, you are a slave to sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Now, what was, if you go to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. Let me find it. These Jews are telling him that they are descendants of Abraham and that they have never, let me find 12:1. I know 12 in my book. I've been everywhere else. Let's see. All right. These Jews are saying to him in verse 33, they answered and said, we are Abraham's descendants and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? The word says, and Abraham, remember the promises to Abraham? Now the Lord has, in Genesis 12, chapter 1, now the Lord has said to Abraham, get out of your country, from your family, and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you, and I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you shall be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you and will curse those who curse you, and you, all the families of the earth, shall be blessed. What did God promise us? These Jews are telling him that they were Abraham's descendants. And God was telling them, you go back and, you know, God was telling them, listen, you will be made free. Jesus answered, most assuredly I say to you, surely I say to you, I say to you, surely I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed. If the Son makes you free, you are free. If the Son makes you free, you are free. In other words, if you abide in God's word and you do what it is that God says, don't let this mess, this hell of a mess this world's in, keep you upset. Because if you do, I just read, if you do, then you are not trusting in God. Because if you trust in God, you don't have no fear. And a lot of people don't understand that, you know. A lot of people don't understand how you can, I remember, I've told you all this before, but the first desert storm, I was preaching at Harmony Baptist Church in Navasota, and they were just about Wednesday night church time, they were bombing. And people was coming in the church house over to, oh my God, they dropping bombs over. You know it, be honest with you, it didn't, when they dropping bombs, when they're shooting missiles at each other, it really, I may be crazy, it don't bother me. Because I'm concerned, and it's okay to be concerned about the lives of children and men and women that are innocent being killed. But you know what? Goes back, if you abide in God's word, they're okay. And if you abide in God's word, don't let it worry you. I don't want to sound like I'm not an American. I'm American from birth and will always be American and will always stand for our flag and our country and the millions of men and women that have went to war and sacrificed their lives and for our freedom. I'll always, but I want to tell you something. If you study the book of Revelation and you go from one end of it to the other, America's not here in the end. That old glory is gone. You know why? Because America has quit abiding by God's word. What did he say right here in these verses? Most surely I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. If America would go back to what it was founded for, those people that came across on the Mayflower and the other two ships that came across with them left a country that was trying to force them to put their guns away, to put their religion away, to be a certain religion, to do things exactly the way the government wanted to do, and they chose not to, and they come, and this country was founded on the truth. And the truth will set you free, but we people are far from the truth. They try to control guns. They try to control this. They try to control that. They quit controlling our borders. I was thinking about that just a while ago. The Lord put this on my mind. Our borders are wide open. Our governor is doing everything that he can do, and some of our state representatives and some of the United States congressmen, they're doing everything they can do. Our president goes across the other side of the world and tries to make peace with our dead enemies that's gonna one day blow America off the face of the earth if they get a chance, and our borders is wide open. My brother is in Africa right now, and he was telling me before they went, he had a package of paper that thick that he had to fill out and had to be approved by, he went over on a hunting trip, had to be approved, their guns had to be sent to them 2 weeks prior to time. And every country that they stopped in, they had to get off the plane and go through customs and show them who they were, what they were there for, and had to pay a fee of $100 in every country they went to. You could come to good old United States of America and just walk across the border now. But yeah, because our people that are running our country, and it's not just one, it's all of them. Every last one of them have got to the point, they have got away from the truth, and it's all about them. It's all about them. It's not nothing about the truth. It's all about them. I read a figure the other day that just, I knew God was going to get me here, that just blew my, I couldn't believe it. We have a Speaker of the House that's liquor bill last year was $500,000. Yeah, she can't drink now. She didn't drink that much. That's how much she passed out. $500,000 for liquor. What does that say? We live in a country where you can go out here in the middle of Houston and shoot a dog with a 22, and they will lock you up. But we allow doctors and hospitals, or we want doctors and hospitals, to be able to kill a baby. And in California, they've even passed a law that if they want to kill a baby up to 6 months old, they can do it. And we wonder what's wrong with our country. Our country has got away from the truth, and the truth will set you free. One of my favorite scriptures, or favorite parts of the Bible, is John 14. And go there with me if you want for a minute. John 14. And Jesus is talking to the disciples just like he's talking to these guys here. And he is telling them basically what I'm saying this morning. He's saying, look, this is the way it is. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, also believe in me. Don't stop right there. How many people do you hear say, God? There's a whole bunch of them believes in God. They say they believe in God. Of course, their God may be a dragon or whatever it might be. That may be their God, but Jesus says, just like he said, abide in the word. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. Believe in me. Do my word. Do what my word says. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. Remember, he tells them the truth. In his Father's house are many mansions. I'm going to go there and prepare a place for you. I go to prepare a place for you. Verse 3 says, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Where I go, there, in other words, abide in my word, believe in what I say, I am going to go away for a while, I'm going to prepare a place for you, and one day I will return again and receive you unto myself. You say, well, what is going on here? A lot of people have already died. Do you believe that I believe what the scripture says right here? Jesus said, and I go to prepare a place for you, and I will come again and receive you unto myself. Do you know what I believe? I believe with all of my heart, mind, and soul that the day that you die, whether it's in the middle of the highway out there or in a hospital room, I was with my mother and my father when they died. I've been with a whole lot of other people when they died. And there is a peace that is beyond anything that you can't even explain it. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, said, I'm going to go and I'm going to build you a house. And if I go, I want you to be there. And I'm not going to send a bunch of angels. I'm not going to send a death angel. I'm not going to park you somewhere in a hole and everybody can pray for 45 years that you may get out of purgatory and into heaven. I am going to come and get you, and I am going to take you to where I am at, and there you will be forever. That's what Jesus said. He said, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself. I am where I go, there you may be also. I had a friend that was in my other church that was a good friend of mine. He died with colon cancer, and I sat with him the day that he died. And it's just a testimony to what I'm talking about. He was sitting there, and he was in a hospital bed in his house, had pillows, and he kept on looking at the wall. And I said, what are you looking at? He said, I'm looking at Jesus. I said, really? He said, yeah, and he's got Sidney Rose. That was his granddaughter that died at 3. Jesus and Sidney's right there. And I said, I'm just trying to make things better, his wife and boys. I said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to go up here and get y'all some dinner. And he said, I'm not going to be here when you get back. I'm going with Jesus. I went and got him some chicken and come back, and guess what? He was gone. Jesus come and picked him up. When I was with my mother and my daddy, it was just boom, it just, the peace, Jesus come and took them home to heaven. And these disciples, just like you and I are hearing this word this morning, they're sitting around on the rocks and stuff, and Jesus is telling them that. He said, "Where I go, you know, and the way you know." And there's Thomas. Thomas could be some of you that may have just come to church, may not really know what Thomas is, you know, but you believe and you've accepted Jesus Christ, but you just don't know. And Thomas looked at him and said, "Lord, we know where you're going. And how can we know the way?" And Jesus said, "I am the way, I am the truth, and I am the life." Him. That's how you get. We don't worry about this world and all the things. I mean, it's okay to be concerned, because I wouldn't be telling you stuff if I wasn't concerned. It's okay to be concerned. But the thing we need to be concerned about this morning is, are you ready to meet the Lord should he come tomorrow? And however way you go, whether you go by the grave or you go by raptured church, do you know him? Do your friends and loved ones that are lost, do they know him? Do your children know him? There's a lot of stuff that we got to do is more important than that. We spend time, and they spend the taxpayers' money up there arguing about stuff that don't make a hill of beans, when it's just like the abortion deal. It is murder. It is murder to kill a baby. It is murder. I don't care what. No, it is murder to kill a baby. We live in a country that, just like I said, well, God, you shoot a dog and they'll put you in a penitentiary. We live in a country that sets aside 2 million acres in Alaska to keep a white owl alive. Yeah. And people are starving to death all over the country. I heard last night there were 14 million Americans that could not buy the medicine that the doctor prescribed them, that could not buy school clothes this next year, that can't buy groceries. I mean, we're blessed. We're living here, and we're blessed. And we have people living all around us that are dying and going to hell and starving and need help. And we're worried about what they're doing in Washington. Don't be worried about that. Do what Jesus said. Jesus said, "Abide in me." He said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed. And you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." If you hear some preacher on TV that is saying something that you don't believe, then you know the truth. You know what I'm talking about. They shake their head at the TV camera, and if you send $500, I know you got cancer tonight, you're going to be healed. Well, chances are, if there's 10,000 people watching, somebody out there got cancer, and they're going to be healed. But he didn't do it. But I've witnessed it myself for elderly women that was in this church to give thousands and thousands and thousands of doctors to these. That's all they're after. The truth will set you free. And the truth is, what is the truth? The truth is, Jesus Christ, the Son of God. God sent his Son. For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. And he sent that God in the form of a baby to the town of Bethlehem. He was born. He walked on this earth, and he taught these people, and he left his word for you and I to learn the truth. He was crucified on that cross at Calvary. He was beaten. He was tormented. He was tortured. He took sin that we could never get rid of ourselves, He took that sin to that cross, and he died. He was beaten. His blood ran down that cross. He didn't have no sin. He took our sin to that cross. And when you confess Him as your Savior, He takes that sin. He's already taken it. You just got to admit that He's done it. That's all He said. He told them, if you know the truth is that He took sin to the cross, and the Bible tells us many that it was there. When He said it was finished, it was finished. But we let the devil lie to us, deceive us. We let politicians, theologians, college professors, psychologists, news people, movie stars, country and western singers, hip-hoppity singers, or whatever they call them, we look up to them people. Ain't none of that going to set you free. The only one that's going to set you free is Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, who died on a cross on Calvary's Hill. I've told y'all that I have been to Jesus' tomb. He is no longer there. He's gone. You can find wherever Buddha is buried, Muhammad's buried, you name Joseph Smith, you just name them. They in the tomb, and their birth date when they was born and when they died is on that tomb. Jesus Christ never died. Died on that cross, rose from that grave, and as I said a couple Sundays ago, when He was in that tomb, He went back to the Old Testament, even to the ones in the flood, and told them, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. I paid the price. All you got to do is believe it. That's all you got to do. Do you understand how simple it is this morning? It is so simple. That's the reason Jesus told them. He said, believe in me. Believe in my Father and believe in me. He said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, I'm going to go and prepare a place for you, and I'm going to come again, and I'm going to receive you. And where I go, there you'll be also. And He said, I'm going to come again, and I'm going to take you. If I go, I'm going to come again and take you. And He looked at him, and Thomas said, how? He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. That's it. What else can I say this morning? He is the way, the truth, and the life. Whoever comes to the Father is saved. That scripture that I read a while ago, God takes me back to read it one more time. Oh, Lord, what was that, John? Jesus said in verse, I'm going to read 33 through 36 one more time, and we'll close. Then they answered Him, we are Abraham's descendants, and have never been in bondage to anyone. How can you say you will be made free? Jesus answered them and said, most surely I say to you, whoever commits sin is a slave of sin. And a slave does not abide in the house forever, but a son abides forever. Therefore, if the Son makes you free, in other words, if you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you shall be free indeed. Verse what, Charlie? 51. Most assuredly I say to you, if anyone keeps my word, he shall never see death. Won't die. When Jesus come to my mama's hospital room, she went to heaven. She walked into paradise. You walk across the other side alive. When Jesus come to my daddy that day, he went right on. I know he did. I've told y'all that 1,000 times, but I'll tell you one more time because Reagan was on the right side. I was on the left side, was holding his hand. He had been in a coma 2 days. He said, I see Jesus on the other side. Y'all take care of mama and sister. I see Jesus on the other side. If I can put my hand in his hand, I'm going on. And he went on. All you got to do is, most assuredly I say to you, if you believe in me, you are saved. You are free forever. Do you believe Him this morning? Father, we come to you this morning and we praise you and we honor you. Lord, I pray right now, if there's one in this house that doesn't know you, Lord God. God, that sin still lies to them, Lord God, that they would come right now and get on their knees before a loving God. And God, just confess that their sins to you, Lord God, and let you take that sin. Take that sin to the cross, Lord God, and leave it there, Lord God. God, I pray this morning, if there's one, that they come right now, Lord God, as we play this hymn of invitation, Lord God. And I pray that if there is a Christian here that just needs to get rid of something, Lord God, I pray that they come right now, Lord God, and get on their knees. And if we could just stand right now, and Christians come down and pray. And Lord, if there's anyone, God, that doesn't know you here this morning, God, young or old, Lord God, I pray that they come right now. We'll give you the praise, we'll give you the honor, we'll give you the glory. In your precious name we pray. Amen to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.